In this year, 2025, God is waiting for you at the point of real movement. This is time for real movement. Listen to the call of conviction in your heart. It is time to move.
Heavenly greetings in Jesus' name. Yes, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Don't forget, we make the year new by the way we live it. That's why we are here today.
And what's the name of the year? Yes, this is time for real movement.
At the time of real movement, all things become new. Thank you, Lord.
So thank you so much for joining us today. And we're here today to reveal the message that God has put in our heart. It's a very important message all about how we balance our life. We were created with two legs. Imagine if it was just one leg, how difficult it would be to balance. In the same way, there's an equilibrium in everything that has to do with how God has created the world.
That's the wisdom of God. How many legs do you have?
Two.
How many hands?
Two.
How many eyes?
Two.
How many ears?
Two.
How many hearts?
One.
This means God is the God of majority. No matter the faculties you have, God is one. And when it comes to you, your life will change. Listen to what he said. If I have only one leg, how will I walk? If I have only one hand, how will I carry heavy and balance it? If I have only one eye, how will I have a good perspective? If I have only one ear, how will I have that perspective? God give me this for a purpose, to live a balanced life. When you walk, you step one leg. If you stay long, you may fall. Imbalance come. Before that disbalance comes, the other leg comes to support you. That's why we move forward. When you cycle, you do the same. Life must be balanced.
And that's how you see when you see a baby learning to walk. We saw that in Pearl, didn't we?
Yes.
They take step by step and they have to be balanced. That's why sometimes they take time because they're finding their balance.
You hit the nail. Say it again.
Sometimes they take time because they have to find the balance before they can actually move forward and actually make a move.
That's why in that walk, the baby will stand up, walk, fall. Stand up, walk, fall until you get it right. That's the same thing for us. God wants us to walk in the Spirit. Do we know how to walk in the Spirit? If you have one step in the natural, one step in the spiritual, this is the key of learning how to walk in the Spirit. That's one of the hard lessons we need to learn from the Spirit of the Father so we can live a balanced life on earth. Life is not one-sided. Life is double-sided. So that's why, as we said, we have everything is in two for balance sake. We have night, we have day. God is a God of wisdom. The question is today, we are living in this earth as children of God. But God is not in the natural. God is in the Spirit. How can we walk in a balanced life? What do I mean by balance? Balance means God wants you to be prosperous in every section of your life. Natural life and spiritual life. If I prosper in the natural only, and I have nothing in the spiritual, it's not balanced at all. When God is looking at you, he looks first at the spiritual side. If I say I'm only spiritual 100%, what about the natural? The natural needs the Spirit. The Spirit needs the natural. I have a human body, but I'm a spiritual person inside of a spirit. The spiritual side of man and the natural side must function together as one in harmony to become balanced on this earth. That's why the scripture says, if you are in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, and you will not satisfy the desire of the flesh.
First of all, let's go back to the year of real movement that God has actually revealed to us. And we are excited about this because remember, the real movement starts in our heart. It's that heart decision that, yes, I'm going to step out and claim the promises that God has for me. And we were reflecting over the promise that God gave us when University of God actually started, because it started with a vision.
I found myself in a glass compartment inside a cave without exit. Suddenly, a mighty rock came from heaven and hit the Rocky Mountain. It pierced the cave. The mountain shook, but I remained steady inside the glass compartment. The rock drilled through the Rocky Mountain. I watched. Then I came out and walked. I stopped and gasped as I saw. The rock had drilled a perfect, beautiful tunnel made of gold. I said to myself, there must be water at the end of this tunnel. I started walking. Suddenly, a voice came from above. Stay where you are. Don't enter. The water is coming to you. I stopped and stayed where I was. As I stood still, suddenly I saw the water flowing from the end of the tunnel towards me. The water was clear, sparkling with life. It flowed closer, closer, closer until it reached my toes and washed my feet as a wave at the seashore.
It started with just a vision. And today we can see that vision has become reality. And if I remember exactly how it started, remember, this is the vision. You can see here at the end of the vision.
How did you feel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can see here at the end of the vision where Racine saw that tunnel of gold. And he wanted to walk towards the water, but he had a voice saying, no, stay where you are. The water is coming to you. And that is exactly what we're experiencing now. The promise of God is that glittering gold tunnel, and the water is the Spirit of God. And remember, the rock, the Word of God, that paved the way, that broke all the pieces that were being an obstacle through that mountain and created this beautiful gold tunnel. Why are we bringing you back to the vision of the UOG? Because now we can see that it directly links with this year of real movement that God has revealed to us. Even if you look at all the biblical characters that you can see here, and you can see in the montage that we saw at the beginning, all the biblical characters here, you can see that in most of them, it was water. Water is symbolized in nearly all of these pictures. Why do we say this? Because the Spirit of God is symbolized in the water. And once the Spirit says go, we go. So we're excited about this time.
Good. That's why you listened to what we said, that God is waiting for every believer at the point of real movement to reach a new level in his life. God is waiting for you at the point of his Spirit. But the Spirit, symbolized by the water, is waiting for you at the point of real movement. God's promises are ruled by God's appointed time. The Spirit moves at God's appointed time. This means whether it's time for God to fulfill his purpose in your life, there will be a driving force of the Spirit that can change your actions on your locations. When the Spirit comes, he makes all things new. When we say Happy New Year, what is new? We make the year new by the way we live it. When the Spirit of God comes, it will take you to a new level in life, in every aspect of your life. When we say Happy New Year, some say, the year was new because I have a new car. Some say, the year is new because I have a new house. Am I right? Or the year is new because I have a baby. When you look at all those things, you realize that there are all things in the natural that we expect to be the sign of a newness of a year or newness of life. Whereas God says, no, there is nothing new under the
sun.
What is new is on the inside, you cannot see. What is new is what causes you to make a difference. When we say life must be balanced, the will of God for you, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. He wants you to prosper spiritually, emotionally, physically. That's why we said we want to grow in every aspect of our lives. As your spirit grows, your soul should grow in knowledge. As it grows, physical growth is a function of time. Intellectual growth is a function of learning. Spiritual growth, function of obedience to God. Take note of that. Me, when you obey by acting faith in your spirit, in real movement, spiritual growth comes. You grow in the spirit. You grow in knowledge. You grow in stature when you are moved by the spirit of God. So now, Ruth rightfully says something. I catch my mind. When we had this vision, the rock came. That symbolizes the word of God. But we don't forget, the word and the spirit must come together. It is God's power we need for a change in our life. Am I right? But God's power works through his word and by his spirit. It's the word of life that brings about the change you're waiting for. It means spirit and life word. We call it healing words, deliverance words, breakthrough words. When Ruth mentioned this one, you can see that we have natural needs. But we have spiritual needs. So when you this is Naaman. He had a natural need. He needed healing because he was sick, facing leprosy. All right? Help me go to the next one. You see, the people here, Jesus multiplied the bread because there was a natural need of food to sustain life. They were hungry. Natural needs. Yes? This one was blind. He was born blind. There's a natural need. He couldn't see at all. This one, need of transportation. We need to go somewhere. We need God. Jesus say, go and get untie the donkey. There was a natural need here. There was a need, transportation, to move. What of this one? There was a natural need of life sustenance. It was a fisherman, Peter, and they couldn't catch a fish. Natural needs to fend for life. This is Moses at the Red Sea. What was the need here? We need freedom. Everybody needs freedom. Human life needs freedom. Nobody wants to be a slave. Freedom in life. That's one of the gifts of God. That freedom brings peace of heart. What's the need for this one? Peter met the storm of life. When life is difficult, when you have the storms of life, everything seems to be difficult. He couldn't walk on the water. A natural need that only the spiritual side can bring. Natural need of a miracle. Yes, the next one. This one, they were in the wilderness. In the wilderness, there's no life-supporting material. In the wilderness, it is hot in the day and very cold in the night. How can they survive it? A need for direction was there. God provided that need. This woman was having a natural need. What? She was indebted, debt, a lot of debt she couldn't pay. And the creditor threatened to come and take her and her son as slave because he couldn't pay collateral to seize her belongings. What was the answer? God's miracle to provide for that need. The name of God is Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides for you. What of this one? Coming. This is Prophet Elisha. He came and faced a natural situation, the River Jordan. How to cross over it to start his ministry? How? He needs ability to start his prophetic ministry. What happened here? Natural need, spiritual need. What covers all these needs we are talking about? We call it anointing of God. This one, the woman of the issue of blood, she was sick, beyond repair. They couldn't do anything. The flow of blood was constant. She was in need of healing, of a miracle healing, not just healing, a miracle. She walked towards Jesus, and solution came from God.
Mm.
Next one. This is direction. These people were in need of spiritual direction. They saw a star. This star was bringing an answer from heaven. They need to walk towards the direction of that revelation, but they needed guidance. The light was there to lead them. Our light is the light of life of the Holy Spirit. So this calendar will tell you this year, whatever need you want to fulfill, Jehovah Jireh, God, is a provider. We need to balance our life. What are the needs? Let's go to one of the needs we face every day. We live in community, right? Let's go to Matthew chapter 22, from verse 17 to 22. Let's listen to one of the needs Jesus and the disciples face. Matthew chapter 22, from verse 17.
Tell us therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, why do you test me, you hypocrites? Show me the tax money. So they brought him a denarius. And he said to them, whose image and inscription is this? They said to him, Caesar's. And he said to them, render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's.
That is wisdom.
When they heard these words, they marveled and left him and went their way.
That is wisdom of God. There was a need. What was the need? Taxes. We are living in the community. It's natural to pay your taxes. We have to pay taxes, local taxes, taxes, different types of taxes, because we live in community, and that's our duty towards the nation. That's our duty towards the tax, to pay the tax. What the Bible says, give the tax to whom you honor, to whom you give the tax. When they ask Jesus, do we need to pay taxes? Why? Because we are spiritual. Jesus asked them, whose inscription is there? Denarius. What's the purpose of money? To meet natural needs. So Jesus said, give to God what belongs to God, and give to Caesar what belongs to
Caesar.
That's the secret of the message of today, to live a balanced life. Give to God, spiritual side, what belongs to God. And give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. This is the natural side. You look at the balance in front of you. This is the spiritual side. Jesus said, give to Caesar what belonged to Caesar. It was a natural need. Healing, sickness, disease, all these are natural needs. Hunger, debt to pay, tax to pay. Natural needs. Normally, natural needs are met by natural resources. You pay your tax, you need money. Jesus asked them, whose inscription is it? Is it? They say, Caesar. Give to Caesar, that belongs to Caesar. Mean natural means have natural resources. Mean we have responsibility towards man, but we should not forget we have responsibility towards God in the spiritual. This is what Jesus said, a balanced life. I can't say because I'm a child of God, I don't pay taxes. I can't say because I'm a child of God, I don't need a house. I don't say because I'm a child of God, I don't need food to eat. We have natural needs, we have spiritual needs, and God knows that we need them. Remember what Jesus said, Matthew chapter 6. Do not ask for what? What to eat? What to wear?
For your Father knows you need them.
Thank you, Jesus. That's what he said. Do not ask, worry. Do not worry. Never say do not ask. Say do not worry for what to eat, what to wear, because your Father knows that you need them. So God knows that we have natural needs that we need to make, to meet. You need to have a job. You need to have means to fend for your family, for your children, to live in community, pay your taxes, and live a balanced life. Mean blessed naturally and blessed spiritually. The two goes together. That's why God made human being in two. We have spiritual side and we have natural side. And this is where the problem is. The person who is not born again, the person who is not saved, the person who does not have God as his source, is entirely living in this section in the natural. What is the life of such person? Look, this is the balance, right? What do you see? Everything is on the natural.
It's not balanced now, is it?
You can see. Let me start again. The life of this person is absolutely entirely in the natural. You can see the natural outweighs completely the spiritual side. Such a person, his natural needs, he only believes natural resources only can fill it. So if one day he runs short of natural means, he's bound to be overwhelmed because he cannot see beyond this. Today, we are focused only on our natural needs. What about the spiritual needs? You remember what Jesus said in the book of Revelation? Revelation chapter 3 from verse 17. Listen to what Jesus said.
Oh yeah, I love this. Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see.
That's what Jesus said. You who say, I am rich, I have everything. I have a car. I have a house. Fleet of cars. I'm a millionaire. My number is full. You say you are rich. Jesus said, you don't know that you are blind in the spirit. You don't know that you are poor in the spirit. You don't know that you are naked in the spirit. There's nothing in the spirit. When God wants to weigh the value of your life, he will not look at the natural resources you have, but the evil resources, this one. Jesus' judgment at the last day will not be this side, how much money you have, because everything about this stops at the grave. Wealth, stop at the grave. Fleet of cars, stop at the grave. Everything on the natural, stop in the natural. What are you going to carry in the spiritual?
That's why you're saying that the Bible mentions we should seek God while he can be found.
Absolutely. Can you read it for us? Thank you for reminding me this. Go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 7. So, this is the person whose life is 100% in the natural. He lives in the natural, moves in the natural, do everything in the natural. His source is in the natural. His faith is in the natural. His belief in the natural. He only believes for prosperity.
Isaiah what?
Isaiah chapter 55 verse 7. Such life is not balanced before God, because the focus of this person is only in the natural. So even if his faith is based in the natural, the day this blessing does not come, his faith will have nothing to rest on.
Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Seek the Lord while he may be found. I said something. In this earth, Jesus is the Savior, the Redeemer. In this earth, Jesus is everything you need him to be for you. But in over there, in the spirit, he's the judge.
You mean in heaven?
In heaven. On earth, he's the Savior. In heaven, he's a judge.
That's why it's so important that we need to seek God while he can be found. That means here, whilst we're living, breathing, whilst we're on this earth, this is the moment to seek God for salvation's sake, so we can weigh the balance of our life And because here we seek him, he's our savior. But over there, when we've already died and passed on to the spiritual world,
and don't
we'll meet
forget,
him as judge.
Jesus judged in righteousness.
Mm.
What's the meaning of that? He said at the last day, many will come and tell me, Lord, I've cast out demon. I prophesy. I did this. Get behind me. I don't know you. You practice lawlessness.
Mm.
The question is, none of these resources will go to heaven. They are earthly. Only heavenly resources will go to heaven. What are the resources you carry to heaven? These are the fruit of the Spirit.
Faith, love.
Faith, love.
Patience.
Gentleness. Patience.
Kindness.
The character of
goodness,
God.
Goodness.
These are...
Self-control.
The inward resources God is talking about.
But it's so interesting you're saying that. But God doesn't neglect the natural. So if we're also too much on this side, we can't even function in this world that we live in.
Okay, now we talk about this. Is what you say. Let me remove this. This is natural. This is 100% spiritual. There's no human being on the earth who is 100% spiritual unless you die and leave this body.
Mm.
As long as we are in this earth, you need the natural. The spirit need the natural needs the spirit.
That's why we also need to take care of ourselves, because Jesus has no hands but our hands to do his work. He has no mouth but our mouth, meaning that Jesus uses our faculties. He uses our human faculties to communicate himself to others.
That means that Jesus, the spirit, needs the body.
Mm.
Jesus will not send an angel, 100% spirit. This is angel. To speak to the gospel to every human being. No! When he wanted to bring Cornelius to God's kingdom of righteousness, he was seeking the Lord.
Mm.
And how did he find him? An angel came and said, go and call Simon Peter.
Mm.
Who was Peter? A man like you and I. It's not the angel, 100% spiritual, that spoke the gospel to him. God used earthen vessel. The spirit needs the natural, and the natural needs the spirit. That's what we call the balanced life.
Mm.
Your life must be balanced. Spiritual needs require spiritual resources. Natural needs require natural
resources.
Now the question is, if the natural need is beyond human power, it takes spiritual need to bring solution to it. If the natural need is beyond human resources, it takes spiritual side, spiritual resources to balance it. The man that was blind, he was blind at birth. He needed a miracle. Jesus brought the miracle in his life. Naaman, at that time, incurable disease at that time, the prophet said, go to the river Jordan. Solution comes from God. The way of obedience to God's way at real movement brings breakthrough, brings healing, brings deliverance, brings salvation in all aspects of your life. God knows you need a job. What do you do? If I want to have a job, what do I do in the natural?
Apply.
The world is a market. In the natural side, everything is in the market. There's a market for hire.
Mm.
You come to the market, the company needs manpower, and you have human skill. You sell your skill and they give you salary. It's a market here.
Mm.
Everything is a market. Where there is a demand, there is what?
Supply.
Right? That's what we do natural. You have money, you pay for your rent, you pay for your food, you pay for everything in life.
Mm.
But there are some needs that beyond the natural, that silver and gold can never bring. In the book of Acts chapter 3, Peter came to the temple. They met a man. The Bible says the man was lame at birth. He never walked. There was no capacity or human power to restore his mobility. And Peter said to him, silver and gold I do not have. Mean? I don't have any human needs.
Mm.
But what I have, I give you.
In the name of Jesus.
My faith in Christ. Mm. In the name of Jesus, rise and walk. What happened? The life of the man was balanced. He was able to walk by himself, to fend by himself, and recognize God as his source. We need to prosper spiritually, emotionally, and physically to face the storms of life and to walk in a steady way in this journey, 2025. That's real movement. You need God to live a balanced life. The natural and the spiritual must work together as one. That's what the Bible says. Walk in the Spirit, led by the Holy Spirit, and you will not fulfill the desire of the flesh. When you are led by God, led by the Spirit, in the Spirit, all your needs will be met spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Mm. When Jesus comes to our life, the Bible says he delivers spiritually, emotionally, and physically. This means God knows human needs, spiritual needs, emotional needs, and physical needs. If I prosper spiritually and the person is a sick person, he can do nothing. If a person is rich, is in good health, but mentally, emotionally, he's not right, he can't think right, he can't do nothing. That's why if somebody has a problem of mental problem, they put him under a tutor because he cannot take any decision of his own. So Jesus came to deliver spiritually first from darkness, so we can realize our spiritual need. If your eyes, spiritual eyes, are not open, you will not see this side. We weigh our life by what we value. We value money. So if you are rich, they put you in the top level of society. That's the standard. If you are poor financially, they put you at the lowest part. That's what human beings value, silver and gold, fame and popularity.
And that's how people measure their life. They weigh their worth, their position, their status. But that's not what makes a balanced life.
That's what the Bible says. We shouldn't measure ourselves by ourselves. Now, the question is, the moment you discover you have a need, you will do everything to meet that need. That's why you go to school to study, to equip yourself, to go to the market job, to find a job, to have resources, natural resources, to fend for your life. That's what we don't do. But spiritually, do we realize our spiritual need in the sight of God? That's why Jesus said, you say you are rich. That's why Jesus said this parable. It is easier for the camel to go through the eye of a needle, right, than a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Blessed are the poor in spirit.
Yeah, in that case, when he was talking about a rich man, he was talking about someone that believes so much in their riches that doesn't think they have any need of God.
That's why the definition of rich is the definition of value. You can value something here, but some people may not value at all. In some country, they can value this. In other countries, they don't see that value. It's relative. The question is, what does God value in you? What does consider in us?
How are we rich in God's sight?
Absolutely. That's what the Bible says. Be rich with heavenly resources. Be rich for God. What profit is for man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? The question is, the person who is walking in the natural, living in the natural, everything in the natural, such person, when all resources are removed from him, his life will have nothing to rest on. Hopelessness. But even if you go through difficult poverty or you are sick in the natural, there is answer in the spiritual from God. That's why the scripture says, seek the Lord while he may be found. If you find Jesus, you find life. The first place the Bible says we need to prosper is our spiritual life. It is the spiritual life, his one, that carries everything else in our lives. So, why we talk about real movement? When God is leading you, he takes care of every need you have. The same way Jesus will deliver you spiritually, he will deliver you emotionally and mentally and deliver you physically. He will deliver you spiritually by separating from darkness, nightmare, all those invisible chain. He will deliver you emotionally. Fear will go. You're no longer led by your emotion, but by the fruit of the Spirit. You have a stable character, character of Christ. He will deliver you physically from sickness, from disease, from lack and want. That's what the Lord says. That's why he says, do not worry for what to eat, what to wear. For your Father in heaven knows that you need them. Now the question is, we need to balance this life. If somebody can say, I'm only spiritual, and you neglect this side, you cannot go anywhere.
You can't relate with the people around you, the people that God has sent you to reach. And also, we need to be a good representation of Jesus, to care for those around us, to care for their needs. And if we don't even recognize the natural needs, how can we care for the needs of others? How can that compassion of Jesus flow through us? So it is important for us not to neglect the natural.
Remember what Jesus said? What is the heart of the law? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind. That's spiritual side. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The spiritual side and the natural side must function together as one to have a balanced life on earth. The nature of God, the spiritual side of God, is manifested here in the natural. I can say I am a child of God. We can know you are a believer in God when in the natural that faith is tested on the outside.
It's when you're in community that the image of Christ in you can actually be shown. It's not when you're just by yourself communicating and relating with nobody.
Now, go ahead, finish.
And you say maybe you're just spending all your time in prayer. You never want to see anyone. You don't want to get married. You don't want to have any relationship with anyone. You don't want to come into contact with another human being because maybe they can, I don't know, affect your spirituality. You know, all of this is imbalance because it's when we are actually in the natural situation that our impatience is provoked. That's when the patience of God in us can show. When our hatred is provoked by people around us that can offend us and frustrate us and annoy us, that's when the love of Christ in us can be revealed. So it's when we're in community that the image of Christ, the love of Christ, can really be seen through us. And that is why we have to live a balanced life. And we shouldn't be so, we should remember Christianity is a relationship, not a religion. If we become so bound by religion and titles, remember that we can be very far from the heart of God.
Look at this balance now. It's stable. Now with this, you can move. Now she shake it. It's become unstable. She shake it, it becomes stable. Can't you see? On, off. On, off. Some people are 100% natural or 100% natural, spiritual. Once in the spirit, once in the natural. Today I have dream, I believe. Tomorrow I don't believe. Shaky life. Today God wants us to have a life that is stable, balanced. When it is balanced, when you allow the spirit to lead your life, a spirit-filled life. There's no break. We said there are human needs, there are spiritual needs. I will take you to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 8 from verse 2. Let's read from verse 2. Listen carefully. Deuteronomy chapter 8 from verse 2. God knows your need. He knows them. He's not blind. He's not deaf. His hand is not short. Listen.
And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not.
Continue.
So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord.
Pause. God is saying, it's not only natural needs you have, but spiritual needs. That's what God is saying. Man shall not live by bread alone. The natural side of me need bread. But what about my spiritual side?
Mm.
That's what God said. My spiritual side need the word of the mouth of God, the word of God to live spiritually. The food for the spirit and food for the body to live a balanced life. Now, go to verse 10. Listen very carefully. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 10.
When you have eaten and are full, mm-hmm. then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which he has given you.
Mm-hmm.
Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today.
Mm-hmm. Verse 14.
When your heart is lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, mm-hmm. who led you through that great and terrible wilderness in which were fiery serpents and scorpions,
mm-hmm.
and thirsty land where there was no water, who brought water for you out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which mm-hmm. your fathers did not know,
mm-hmm.
that he might humble you and that he might test you to do you good in the end. Then you say in your heart, My power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth.
Verse 18. Listen to what God say. Warning.
And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth.
Wait. God is saying, I'm the one, whatever you have here in the natural, I'm the one that give you that power.
Mm.
Are you strong? I give you strength. Are you alive? I give you life. Are you intelligent? I give you intelligence. God has become the source of your life. When you recognize God as the source of your life will be balanced. Mm. You will see the need to recognize God in every circumstance of your life.
Huh.
You will never forget it. God warned them, took them to the promised land. They became rich. They have houses they never built, extremely rich, and they forgot the source. And the next generation was entirely in the natural and forget the living God who is the source of everything. And their life become disbalanced. Imbalanced, am I right?
Imbalanced.
Imbalanced. When your life is balanced, you recognize God as your source.
Hmm.
Your faith is anchored on God. When blessings come, thank you, Father.
Hmm.
It is God that gives you the strength, the energy, the good health. Who makes your heart to beat? It's God.
Hmm.
Who makes you to breathe without any consciousness of it? It is God.
Hmm.
We recognize God as our source. To live a balanced life, you must recognize your union with Jesus Christ in the Spirit.
Hmm.
To live a balanced life, you must prosper spiritually to know God is your source. The foundation of our faith is not here. It is here. This is where the problem is. I repeat. She mentioned foundation. The foundation of our faith is not in the natural. It's God. Have faith in God. If your faith is based on the natural, when this wealth, these riches are removed, your faith will have nothing to stand on.
Hmm.
The foundation of our faith is God. Have faith in God. If you have God as your source, the Bible says you never lack. If you have God as your source, His strength will be there for you as occasion demands. Read your Bible and go see all the heroes of faith. Today, this year, 2025, we call it Year for Real
Movement.
This movement, God wants you to walk steady. Life that is balanced. Every aspect of your life, every need of your life to be met.
Mm. And that's how God wants to be involved in every area of your life.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, what Ruth say? Today, we only involve God on Sunday service.
Mm.
In our office, we are 100% in the natural. In our marriage, 100% in the natural.
Mm. That's why we need God the most.
In the thing we face in life, 100% in the natural. Because we don't involve God, we are not conscious of God. That's why we despair. But if you recognize God as your source, you are in the natural, but you walk in the spirit, in your work, in your marriage, in your life. I just give an example. If this is your work, this is your career, this is your home, every aspect of your life, you have need, you need resources. When God comes, he takes care of every single part. How? The anointing will come in the natural to crown your natural talent. Anointing breaks the yoke. Anointing brings the solution from God. Are you an engineer in the natural? When anointing comes, he will give you something special, a wisdom that nobody has. You make a difference. You become the best engineer among all. When you are a teacher and the anointing comes, you will teach with a difference. You want to be a head of state? God will give you wisdom to rule in righteousness, and you will influence the whole world. Mm. Anointing is coming to make you fit spiritually and to crown all your natural talent with the grace of God, with a difference. Mm. There is enough available anointing for every aspect of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, and breakthrough.
It doesn't offend God for you to take all you need, because he has all you need.
He has all your needs. And God said, don't forget I am your source. Let your faith be anchored in Christ Jesus. That's why today there are many people who prospered materially, but emotionally and physically, no. There are some who prosper in the spiritual side, but naturally, nothing. Why? Because they fail to take that step of faith. You can have something from God, which is dormant, but you have to step into faith at the act of real movement for the blessings to be realized. Mm. This man, David, we talked about it. He was embedded with the anointing as a king, as a leader. Mm. But in the face of real situation in the battle, in the natural, he stepped into faith, recognizing God as his source. He said to Goliath, you are coming with weapons in the natural. Goliath will hear natural. Spear, javelin, his size. But David's resources were here. God, you come to me with javelin. I come to you in the name of the Lord with the weapons of righteousness. And the victory came here from God's side. That's the difference we are talking about. A leader with a difference. If you acknowledge God as your source, as your everything, you will make a difference here. You walk steady. Hmm. You are in the wilderness, you walk steadily. There is a storm, you walk steadily. That's the case of Simon Peter here. He was in the natural, a fisherman. A fisherman in the natural. He knew the law of nature. Human being cannot walk on water. It's not possible in natural side here. When the storm was in the natural, the Bible says Jesus walked on the water. That is not natural. While he was in the boat, Jesus said, don't be afraid. It is I. The face focused on Jesus, on God. He said, Lord, I don't have any natural means to do what you're saying. If you are the one, ask me to come. That's the purpose of the word of God. Your connection to God, to the spirit, is the word and the spirit. Because God's word in the lips of a believer rises above the law of nature. Mm. When Jesus said, come, Peter has resources of faith. Mm. And he's stepped out of the boat and defied the law of nature and walked on the water, and miracle took place. He walked steadily on the water. He lived a balanced life because he never forgot God. He included God in every aspect of his life. Do you include God in your marriage? Do you include God in your work? Do you include God in your business, in your plans, in everything you do? This is a time of real movement. Hmm. In which direction God is leading you today, You need instruction from the Spirit to make a difference there.
Mm.
Life must be balanced to prosper in your work, to prosper in your business, to prosper in your health. That is the purpose of God in your life. That's why Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing on the outside shall be met.
Mm.
That's what the Lord says to believers. So today, real move, what mean? God knows your need. What does God need to take you to the miracle? His word, instruction.
That will carry you there.
If you carry God's instruction, God's instruction will carry you to a place of breakthrough.
If you carry out God's instruction, that instruction will carry you to a place of breakthrough in your life.
Jesus said, come, you step into faith, and the miracle took place.
Mm.
Naaman was healed. The leper, her debt was fulfilled. What you are asking for, what you need in the natural, the answer is in the spiritual. So, what I want to say to live a balanced life, the natural is important, the spiritual is important. So, are you a singer? Sing as if everything depends on you, and pray to God as if everything depends on God. Then the anointing will crown your natural talent as a singer. Are you a footballer? Play as if everything depends on you. And pray to God as if everything depends on God. When the anointing comes, you become a footballer with a difference. Mm. The anointing is here to crown your natural talent and provide, to give you strength, the energy, the wisdom to triumph. So this life is balanced. What is balanced? Wisdom. Mm. When you have the wisdom of God, you will acknowledge your natural need and your spiritual need and recognize God as your source. The natural and the spiritual must work together as one. Feed your spirit with the word of God.
Mm.
Be led by the Spirit of God in everything you do, and you will prosper in your ways. That's Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Keep the word in your mouth and in your heart by meditation.
Mm.
And real movement, obey it, and whatever you do shall prosper. So God has set mighty blessings before you in this year 2025. God has set mighty blessings before you in this year 2025. What you need, obey God's instruction in your heart.
Mm.
Listen to the prompting of your spirit. Mm. Jesus said to Peter, cast your net. Today, the voice of Christ is in your heart. Cast your net. Apply for a job. Do this. When you recognize this voice and you act on it, breakthrough will come. Naaman was said, go to the Jordan and dip yourself 7 times. He obeyed the word and miracle took place. So today, allow God's word to channel your life through this year, 2025. That's why we give you this calendar, to remind you of your spiritual walk with the Lord. If you make this word the standard for your life, you will prosper in all your areas of life. Mm. In Jesus' name.
Amen. It's so important for us to live a balanced life. And I believe that as you've taken this message to heart, make sure that you meditate on the scriptures that we talked about, the truths that God revealed to us, and ask God to give you a balanced life so that you can truly be a blessing, not only to those around you, but a blessing to every single person that comes your way, because you've put your life in the right foundation and you've put your life in balance by putting your focus first on God.
That is it. This is a spiritual life that maintains everything you have here.
Mm.
It's your spiritual life that carries everything here. The weight of life, physical weight, emotional weight, the grace to carry them is from God, your source. That's why we said, seek first the kingdom of God. Colossians chapter 3 said, verse 1, let your heart and mind seek the things that are from above.
Because it's your spiritual life that is the engine that carries the rest of your life.
That is it. That's where the source comes, where the power comes, inspiration, expression comes. When God inspires you in an idea, sky will be your limit.
So take care of yourself, your spirit and the natural. Take care of both. God bless you. Thank you for joining us here on the UOG. And make sure you stay connected in Jesus' name. Remember, this year, 2025, the year of real movement.
Listen to the movement of your heart. Let the Holy Spirit prompt your heart and carry the instruction in your spirit, and sky will be your limit in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, people of the Most High God. I say once again, Happy New Year. Remember, we make this year, 2025, new by the way we live it. When I say we live it, spiritually, emotionally, physically, with all your needs met by God. That's the promise of God today. Mean your life must move forward. Your physical life must move forward. Your emotional life must move forward. Your spiritual life must move forward. Physical growth is a function of time. We feed ourselves and we grow in stature, in strength. Intellectual growth is a function of learning. We learn every day and we grow in knowledge, in understanding, and in wisdom. But spiritual growth is a function of obedience to God at the point of real movement. When you obey God's vision and instruction, you will make a difference. If God gives you a vision and it is challenged by natural circumstances, do not reduce your vision. Stay in the will of God. Today you have heard the message. We are going to pray today. The only means of growth in our Christian life is the divine person of the Holy Spirit. He's the one that inspires. Ephesians 1:17 calls him the Spirit of Revelation. He will inspire you with wisdom and you make a difference. Are you working for the project? Ask the Holy Spirit to inspire you. He is the Spirit of understanding. To understand that beyond the circumstances of your life, there is a purpose. He is the Spirit of wisdom that gives you supernatural ability to find solutions that nobody has thought of. You will say what no one has ever said. You will do what no one has ever done. You will make a difference in your life. Today, I'm going to pray. As this year is in front of you, you are just stepping at the door of this year. I pray you move throughout this year in progress, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. That's why I'm here to pray for you today. To pray the Spirit of Father gives you supernatural anointing in the Spirit, to walk in the Spirit, that it gives you anointing to stay emotionally stable, to think right, to act right, to behave right, and to prosper spiritually, physically, and emotionally in the name of Jesus Christ. You see this? A life that is empty, that's not the promise of God. God wants you to prosper spirit, soul, and body. Three natures of God in us. Spirit, soul, and body. Now the question is, when Jesus comes into your life, the first thing he does is to set your life right before God. Jesus says, seek first my kingdom. When he comes, your life becomes balanced. All your needs met. If you walk by faith in the name of Jesus. The ground may be unstable. The wind must blow. But God's power will balance your life. Today, I'm going to pray that your mind, your belief, your life be reset so you prosper in all your life and walk steadily in all areas of your life in the name of Jesus. Right now, the clock of God is in your heart. Everything starts within you. Place your hand in your heart. Your heart means your spirit. Father, the Bible says the first place we need to prosper is in our spiritual life. Lord, I pray by the power of your spirit, release a special anointing spiritually, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let anointing come. Anointing speaks through dreams. Anointing speaks through vision. Anointing speaks through intimation of the Spirit. That's what we call the corresponding power of God. Anointing brings new idea, oh la Lord, to make a difference. Lord, I pray, anoint their heart for wisdom. You anointed Solomon with wisdom to be able to judge rightfully. Father, I pray, make them fit for the promise of God in their life this year, in the name of Jesus. Your spirit be blessed. Your heart be blessed. Let there be light of revelation in your heart, in your mind, in the name of Jesus Christ. What to do? Where to go? I pray, anointing comes in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. Inspiration come. Let there be light of inspiration in your spiritual life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, show them the way they should walk. Show them, Lord, revelation in their heart, in their spiritual life, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless them, Lord, spiritually. Give them the gift of eyes that can see in the Spirit, ears that can hear in the Spirit what the Holy Spirit says. The Spirit of Father speaks to our heart. And when the Holy Ghost begins to speak, changes are beginning. Father, fall afresh on them, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Open their ears to hearken, to listen to the voice of God. Give them a hearing heart in the name of Jesus. Give them a hearing heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Give them a hearing heart. Open their spiritual ears to perceive the inner voice of the Spirit of Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak to your heart, be opened in the name of Jesus. I speak to every wall that stands between your heart and the Spirit of revelation. That wall, be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. Be removed in the name of Jesus. I send the word of faith to your heart, to your conscience. Your conscience, your conscience, awake in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, illumine their heart with the light of revelation in the mighty name of Jesus in this journey of life. In this year, 2025, let your light lead them. Lead them by revelation. Lead them in their way. Lead them to a place of destiny. Each location, each movement be directed by the Spirit of Father in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 16, verse 7, you ask Paul to go. In real movement, he stepped in obedience. But each step of the journey was directed by you. As you opened the spiritual eyes of Saul to see the direction to go to Macedonia, Father, give direction, vision to your people to walk in the Spirit, led by your Spirit, led by revelation. In their business, revelation. In their decision, revelation. In their plans, revelation. In their family, revelation. In the name of Jesus, revelation, revelation, revelation. We are Christian by revelation, believers by revelation. Let there be light. Let there be light. Light of revelation, illumine your mind, illumine your heart, illumine your soul in the name of Jesus Christ. Give them the grace to dream dreams. That's the roadmap to this year. Roadmap to this year. Your vision in the name of Jesus. Lead them, Lord, in the path of righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lead them to the point of appointment with breakthrough. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Let them prosper spiritually. Strengthen their heart to believe. Strengthen their hearts of Christ. Abide in their heart through faith. Ephesians 3, 14 to 19. Lift them up spiritually in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the anointing of God begin to work. Begin to work in their spirit. Begin to work in their heart. Begin to work in their conscience in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for the souls. Lord, the Bible says we must put on the new man, that is Christ. Our mind needs to be renewed. Oh Lord, when we are led by the Spirit of revelation, we must act upon that revelation. Father, I pray, illumine their heart, illumine their mind with the light of revelation, light of understanding in the name of Jesus. Let the light in their heart begin to illumine their mind to know your way. To understand their way, to understand the dreams, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be understanding in your heart, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Reveal your ways, O Lord. And give him the grace to understand your ways in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Give him the grace to understand their dreams. If they have a dream they cannot understand, they can't act on it. Lord, I pray, unfold the meaning of the dream by your wisdom and understanding in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen their mind to act faith. Move them, Lord, by your strength. The word of revelation in their heart, illumine their mind. The God Spirit, renew your strength. Your mind be renewed in the name of Jesus to obey the word, to obey the word, to obey the word, to obey the word in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, act upon the soul to bring patience in the name of Jesus. Patience to work, to wait for the prompting of the Spirit. Patient, like Paul did, waiting in the night, not to resist the revelation, but to wait for revelation for the next step, step upon step. Father, give them patience in the name of Jesus Christ. Give them endurance in the name of Jesus. Give them forbearance in the name of Jesus. Lord, when the right time come, prompt their heart to move on. Give them strength to step into faith and to move towards the direction of God in their family, in their marriage, in their career, in their decision of every day, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for the weakness of the body. Father, give them the grace and the strength. Let your word, the vision, dominate their hearts, dominate their mind, their thinking, and dominate their deeds on the outside, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Lord Jesus, whatever burden in their life, be removed in the name of Jesus. Whatever needs they have, physical need, all needs be met this year, 2025, in the mighty name of Jesus. In need of healing, let there be healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, they need progress. I pray, let there be revelation in the mighty name of Jesus. Breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Open the door before him. Level every mountain before them. In the mighty name of Jesus, as you leveled the walls of Jericho, as you leveled the River Jordan, level every obstacle before them in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the way to progress be made plain in the name of Jesus. Let the way before them be made plain. Let the shepherd of the shepherds, Jesus, walk before you by your spirit. Walk before them to lead them, to guide them in every step, every day, every month of this year in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lead them to a place of fulfillment. Lead them to a place of safety. Lead them to a place of breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen them and meet them at the point of real movement. I pray your spirit be blessed in the name of Jesus. Your soul be blessed in the name of Jesus. Your body be blessed in the name of Jesus. All your needs be provided from heaven in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I say you shall not want in the name of Jesus. You will never hunger again in the name of Jesus. You never thirst in the name of Jesus. The Lord keeps sickness and disease far away from you in the name of Jesus. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. It shall never come near you in the name of Jesus. Secure the journey, Lord. Secure the journey. Send forth the angels of heaven to guide them, to protect them, to lead them to a place of safety in the mighty name of Jesus. Let there be progress in their spirit. Let there be progress in their emotional life. Let there be progress in their physical life. Progress, 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 progress in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, they need the corresponding power of the Holy Ghost in each decision in their lives, in each department of their life. whatever decision, Holy Spirit guide them to choose what is right in the sight of God. Lead them to what is right. Keep them from the way of perdition and keep them to the way of success. Keep them to the right way in the mighty name of Jesus. Lead them, Lord, in the light of your revelation, of your word throughout this year for the glory of your name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let your life be balanced. I mean, all your needs be met in this year, spiritually, emotionally, physically, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I say, surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow you throughout this year, in the name of Jesus, and you should be there at the end of the year for the glory of his name, to sanctify his name, to glorify his name for what he has done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Time for real movement. Step into faith and stay there and see what will happen. A life of testimony in Jesus' name. Amen. Stay blessed in his name. Time for real movement has come. In this year, 2025, God is waiting for you at the point of real movement. This is time for real movement. Listen to the call of conviction in your heart. It is time to move.